to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White, and I am your host for Keeping It Real on Purpose. This is your destination for real talk with real professionals about real things in the emotional wellness of every aspect of your life, love, relationship, and your business for your mind, body, and soul. I am your host, your life purpose coach, a public speaker and instructor to those who are stuck and want to be empowered in their life, love, and business. I am a change agent and a 360 thinker with over a decade of experience helping people organize, build resilient lives, and thrive through trauma. Today's guest is none other than Mind Power Lady, Dr. Angela Wilson. Let's welcome her today, audience. Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be on your show and share tips and also my experience and hope your audience can benefit from it.
Yes, of course we will. Any information, I always say, is good information. So, audience, I think we're going to have, because just from the title and her name, Mind Power Lady, I think we're going to have just what we need to move forward. So, Dr. Angela, tell us about your business and how you show up in the world.
Okay, so I have a different business. I'm a serial entrepreneur. So basically, I mastered the unconscious mind. So I implement this concept of my unconscious mind to different angle. So rather than like most other business people, they just do business, right? Real estate, property development, or even finance, a bank, coaching. I actually blend all concept into one. So for me, it's like I actually use the unconscious mind, tap into coach people from different angle.
Gotcha.
I would like to give you an example, like in the real estate, you know, business. I teach people, you know, when they make a decision, buy and sell property or buy land and build up the house, and connect with their unconscious mind.
Gotcha.
So my life purpose is, your show is the purpose, you know?
Right.
And my life purpose is to educate audience clients about their mysterious part of the mind, their unconscious mind, engaging in their daily life, in their business, career, personal life.
Right,
because
okay.
This part of the mind, the reason is because it's mysterious and inaccessible because that's how we were set up in our DNA. This is why human being, most of us, actually suffer. Rather than from which angle, business, career, personal life,
right,
and at a different life strategy, a life period, even until the time when they retired and they they finish everything here, then go to next level, next step. They don't know what might happen.
Right.
Yeah, and this is why I recognize our mind is designed to be trapped in the wrong direction. I call it before the human tragedy and Earth's misery.
Ah.
So I think in order to educate clients in a tangible way, practical way,
mm-hmm.
I think it maybe is important for me to access a different industry which connect with me so I can help that type of clients.
Gotcha. Right. And that's how you show up in the world, is you tap into that mysterious part of their mind and help them with their decisions. Am I correct?
Yes. I tap into it every day anyhow.
Right. Okay.
But that's my thing, because I earned that space, I earned that skill.
Right.
I spent 6 years since my birth. Before 6 years old, I practiced and I knew it. So my whole life journey is working on the purpose. It's not purpose, okay, I wanted to be a uni student, I wanted to run the business, or I want to get married, I want to reach a certain level of success.
Right.
That's limited.
Right.
My life purpose is to make sure I'm able to access infinite potential,
Absolutely.
Yeah, and yesterday I searched some information about a five dimension. The point is there are unlimited dimension.
Right.
Yeah, so even we put a box in that,
making it a number.
Again. So for me to put like this, most people, because our mind is designed in a way, if we don't know something and we don't feel emotionally connected with it positively, because the human being's life is driven by the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the human body emotion actually controlled by nerve system.
Yes.
So they are trapped to go to direction they think is right. They think that what they wanted, but they miss the most important essence in life, because that's a trap. People don't know.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I think, okay, I want to make it more entertaining, more practical, you know. And I'm in the process to even, you ask about my business. I'm in the process even to have my one woman show,
right?
To entertain people, audience, in a way, to empower them to have the sense of their unconscious mind,
right.
And I'm the, you know, people talk about the real estate, the property. Some people know feng shui, energy.
Right. Uh-huh.
But even people who master in feng shui still get trapped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm the master member of I Ching Sai's feng shui community.
Right. Okay.
But the point is, I see so many people still trapped in the default misery in life.
Yeah.
This is why I think, okay, now time is right now, it's a good time. Now I'm going to combine this unconscious mind with so-called energy or feng shui, doesn't matter what words you use, connect with your real life. Everyone living in the house, yeah, mm-hmm. living in the apartment. I wanted to educate people in a way that benefit them. They connect with their daily life. That's just one angle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I'm also in the process to share my story in the documentary film. Also in the process to have my drama film to share my story to the world.
Okay.
So to me, is the business is not just to do a business. It's, for me, my business is to share the message, because I have so many people ask me, Angela, is your responsibility to share the message? Yes, I share the message, but I need to share the message to the potential market or audience. They actually are ready to connect with that level.
Right.
Yeah. And then to make it a tangible, you know, practical, then I connect clients who are already like in property, all this, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Buy land, you know, sell the land, build a house, you know. That's why I'm put this part of industry into my business. But I have different website, but all website actually have the same branding. It's I'm Conscious Mind.
Right.
So my purpose is not to like get a real estate and be a developer to earn and have money. This is the service. This is a service. Because if we are not able to take away everything we experience here, when we leave the earth, that could be a big problem.
Sure.
So my purpose is for this angle. So my way of thinking, you know, is completely different from most of people on earth.
I think you're right in a sense, but I see the broader picture and I see what you're saying, and some, you know, some people that I've met have that thinking as well, and that's great, because I always talk about unlimited thoughts. You know, I'm always I can have the unlimited potential for anything. So that's I really appreciate that, and you kind of dispelled a lot of myths that you know people are talking about. So that's really great too. When you said you were a serialpreneur, can you explain a little bit about that?
A serial entrepreneur means I actually implement a business mindset to different angle of business.
Okay.
It's not just do one thing and be creative.
Right.
Yeah, I mean also the process to be with oil painting artist.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I find the right fit, then maybe you will see the production about the art still connected with unconscious mind.
Gotcha.
I was oil painting. I was the model of oil painting artist.
Okay. In Australia. Was it in Australia?
That time was a long time ago.
A long time.
Okay. I'm 50. I'm 50. In a couple of days,
it'll
be my 50th birthday.
Oh, happy pre-birthday! Mine was the 4th.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
And then I think okay, now is the time to share the unconscious mind message, and in the form of art, right?
Right.
So I'm very creative. Whenever I see the possibility and find the right fit, a partner,
yes.
And I also intend to buy a funeral business.
Okay.
Funeral.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Because most people live on earth, they find very hard to get successful. One day they die. They even have no idea where they're going heading to. You see that? So with the unconscious mind actually is the mind that actually can take with us.
Right.
But if we are never in control of unconscious mind,
right,
means never own that place, means we've been trapped to the wrong direction, or being directed to the direction maybe we never want.
Right.
So I think if I get the right time and find the right funeral company I can buy, you know, then I can train people how to even die. Doesn't make sense.
Right.
That is not normal.
It's not a normal thing that's being taught.
No. Death is not scary. But what's scary is what happens after death.
Yeah.
How you know what happens. How you can control.
Right.
So unconscious mind actually cover infinite dimension.
Yeah.
But the most people who actually confused the soul energy with unconscious mind.
That's right. That is correct.
So I think... Because this part is a part that is so hard. That's why professional psychiatrists, all this, they all get confused. Because you can really know it when you earn that space. And you know a different level.
Right.
Yeah, you see people professional, they maybe master one angle.
Right.
This one angle cannot fit in the whole picture.
Right. It's a square. So they're creating a square and a circle.
That's right. Because this is a matrix.
Yes.
An infinite level of matrix from 360 degrees.
Right.
A different dimension. So if we only master one angle or at one dimension, then we, how we build up strategy, the mindset and the skill we have, it cannot align with the unlimited infinite level. dimension, what happens, we'll be stuck at the next level.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened with most human beings on Earth. That's why you can see misery happen.
Yeah.
Even people may be billionaire.
Yeah.
But most of us do not know exactly why we are doing what we are doing, why should we do in a certain way, and how what we are doing actually can benefit our infinite self.
Yes.
Most people have no idea. So I think make it more practical and educational. So I don't mind to be more creative than
right.
educate people from different angles.
Right. And I think everyone is missing that part that you keep saying is the creative side, the creative side, the creative side. We don't have that.
Yes, people can be creative.
They miss that.
But that creativity is controlled by the inaccessible unconscious mind. So it doesn't matter how creative they can be. At the end, this creativity, this kind of energy, yeah, mental stress cannot benefit them for the internal self. That's
yeah.
the point.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point.
Right.
And when you ask why I'm called Mind Power Lady, is because to master, you know, when you master the unconscious mind, you actually understand how to redirect, how to transmute, convert the mental stress.
Yeah.
Into mind power. And this mind power actually at the end will be part of your unconscious mind. This will be combined together, and then it's like, you know, if you want a launch, you know, skyrocket, you need to have enough power, right?
Yeah, of course.
This mind power is the energy. It's the
right.
power actually that help you to launch your next launch, basically
your next level.
Mm-hmm. You know, you need energy, you need the power. Where this come from? This
right.
come from mind. But most people do not have the real mind power. I'm sorry to say that. Because what happens, you can recognize when people are more ambitious, they get more stress, right?
They do.
Yeah, and then especially in business world, you know, competition, you know, competitor try to
yes.
fight
yes.
each other. We are in the energy
yes.
of fight.
Experience that, that's right.
The fight energy actually is a trap again.
Yes.
The fight energy will start to be the swore with the
yeah.
two ages,
mm-hmm.
not to go back to actually harm, consume
mm-hmm.
our body, our emotion.
Right.
So at the end, in human's life, nothing left.
Nothing.
What's left the sorrow, sadness, and maybe some good memory, some bad memory. And then if we are, if this energy core is only contained all the sorrow or happiness energy, then we are trapped into the whole ecosystem in universe. Then what happens? We cannot control the future.
Nope.
Exactly.
It goes
what
right there.
About.
Yeah, it goes right there. It goes right
there.
That's
exactly what I'm talking about. Sometimes I'm thinking human beings' life is so ridiculous. We all learn, okay, to be rational thinker,
mm-hmm.
and to do practical.
Yeah.
But people all forgot what is a real practical thing. It's what you do every day, what you think every day.
Right.
Your mind, your thoughts, your decision have to make a sense that contribute to your infinite self.
Yes.
People never thought that.
No, they don't think that far. They don't think that far.
Yeah,
no.
yeah. Why? Because it's a trap. Human
yeah.
being's mind is trapped, not think that far.
Mm-hmm.
If you won't think, then the reptilian brain starts, it's not relevant. Why you think that? You need to be practical. Let's think. The
yes.
Enough.
Stay on track. Keep your nose down. Yeah.
That's yeah. right. It's like a spider. Spider net to make sure, regardless of what you're trying to do,
yeah,
and you will always be trapping back and cannot get rid of
no.
the network.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason. I
that
was
is.
so lucky since my birth. I recognize the reality is not what I'm used to, what I think I know,
right,
what I remember. And I see so many, you know, because I was with doctor parents, in their daily routine. I see the poor, the powerful, the rich, and the vulnerable suffer exactly the same way.
Right.
So I started worrying about my future as a toddler. Oh, where I'm going to die? When I'm going to, how am I going to die? Why should I grow up if I'm going to die anyhow? Why should I make an effort? I thought I don't want to even make any effort.
Right.
I want to make sure whenever I do something, I need to take with me. Even if I end up, nothing left, why should I make an effort?
Right.
I still remember when I was six, one day my father took out a notebook.
Uh-huh.
In the notebook, all the kids, we have five kids, all the destiny, the future of the kids is written. My father started read one by one. I didn't really understand what's talking about me, but I knew they didn't like it. But
yeah.
When it was mentioned, one of our siblings will have a miserable life after 40.
Oh my goodness.
My goodness, after 40 we have a miserable life anyhow. Why should I even live this way? 40 years effort, then we'll be miserable. You know, that's my thought. I don't want to make any effort.
It's true.
By the face.
It's true.
And I really get angry. I can see her face is like, you know what? It's like a cow, it's like any chicken, like chicken or fish, you know, being waiting for the moment, being slaughtered, cannot escape.
Yes.
I hate the facial explanation. I was only six. So I turn around and look back to my dad and ask how to change destiny. My father looked at me like I'm an alien. He said, no, they can change destiny. I was thinking, I come to the world,
mm-hmm,
and I'm going to have a life, I cannot change destiny, someone
that's right,
will control. Especially I was not allowed, I was discriminated, I was tortured, I was abused, slaved. Does that mean I will have this life forever? No way. Why should I even live?
Right, because you can create that. You can create.
Yeah, so that's why I thought I was so lucky, when other kids was playing on the mud, having fun, or crying, or, I need more candy, I was thinking this, because I saw the mini nature.
Yeah.
In my childhood, so I was able to think how to prepare my life.
Right.
Otherwise, I don't want to be here, I want to go,
Yeah. And you're saying something so, like, it's ringing true to me, because even at five, I knew that as well. I mean, when you're talking about that, I'm like, I knew that. I used to see people, like, I would sit with my, I'd be with my mom, and we'd have, like, the parties and everything, and I'd be like, Mom, this person, I would tell her, oh, this person gets beat by their husband. How do you know that? She's screaming at me. I was like, stop talking. She kept telling me, stop talking to the adults. I said, no, I see it. Like, I had a bigger picture of everything. And I felt different. Like what you're saying, I felt, it wasn't linear. I didn't feel linear like everyone else. I felt like I was, bigger than anything that I ever felt in my life. And that was, even when I was, let's talk about church. Let's talk about that. Religious. Let's talk about religion. That's linear. That's so linear that's not how we're supposed to live. That's not how we're supposed to live. It's just, it's silly. Like, it's just, you explained it perfectly that it's so vast. We should be limitless, but religion doesn't teach us that. It teaches us, nope, you got to keep your nose to the ground, you got to do this and do that, and then you could be miserable, but you're going to get your reward in heaven, and you don't even know what that is.
Yeah, that's right. Regarding religion, I share with you. Okay, I came from the background, the parents, do not allow to have any religion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My mother, and follow her mother, actually always try to find a psychic.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then after I left her hometown, actually I escaped, right? My mom always hopping to the psychic, tracking me. Trying to control me. And then, you know, and then, when I was in uni, I was introduced to Christian.
Uh-huh.
So my the wife of my gym teacher told me, since you are alone here, yeah, and why not follow me to the church?
Mm-hmm.
So I actually was baptized.
Okay. Right,
every
right.
Every weekend, go to church. Then later, I recognize that people who are go to church all the time, they still can do nasty things.
Right. Yes, they can. Yes.
That's right. And then I also start researching all different religion besides my psychology study. All this, you know what I recognize? Oh, by the way, I was a nun before, in a short period.
Okay.
Nun.
Okay.
And then I checked different religions, many religions. I donate money. I joined the praying.
Yeah.
All the reasons. First, that you need to go deep with them to really know what's that, right?
Yeah.
How does it work? Then you recognize all religion actually steer what? Create a fear. Fear. If you don't listen.
Yes, yes. I'm glad you're saying that, Dr. Angela. It creates fear, and that's where we're not supposed to be. We're not supposed to be in fear.
Yeah, and the point is, put like this, we are designed to supposed to have the fear.
We're supposed to, right. We're designed.
Is in the DNA. It's
yes.
Connected.
Yes, absolutely.
It's reptilian brain.
Yes.
Reptilian brain control the unconscious mind.
Right.
That's why human being cannot escape.
Right.
And then you know what happens with the fear. You know, I share with you, and I was told, because of karma, because in all my past life I killed so many people. Now that's why I'm controlled and trapped.
And
in this life, and I will continue. I was thinking, do you think I will accept to be punished for another one? No way.
No way. No punishment for me.
I noticed, you know, so many monk and nun and the priest and the pastor, they get more health issues.
Yes.
More mental issues after they committed to their religion.
That's correct. It is so very true.
Yeah, then, you know, I told that I'm going to quit. See the eyes, they look at me, you are a betrayer. I said, I don't care.
Yeah, me too. I was called that too. I was a betrayer. I was like, I don't care.
That's right.
I don't care.
That's right. Nobody can really control you, not because you don't have a fear. It's because you have the steel.
Yeah.
You have the weapon to win the war. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
This is what I'm talking about. So, you know, for my life, I'm prepared, to be honest, I'm prepared to die any moment. If suddenly at the moment, boom, earthquake comes.
Yeah.
I have no problem. I immediately, boom, go. Well, I know where to go. Every day I practice on this. Every day, you know, it's like this. It's like you are in the war zone, you know?
Yeah, yes.
You enjoy the life. It looks like, you know, you enjoy. You can go party and do business and do makeup or whatever. But if suddenly something happens, you know, I'm ready. I'm immediately, you know, like a, you know, the movie Mission Impossible.
Yeah, of course, of course.
As long as you are trained, you are in the party, and something happens, you know how to fight back. You know, I'm trained this way. You know, and the point is, a human being's life are trapped. Okay, have a party, have a, you know, wine, a beautiful life. They forgot what's the most important essence.
Mm-hmm.
That's a trap. I always talking about, you know, what's the difference between the destiny, or what's the difference between the destiny of the cow living in New Zealand and the cow living in Thailand?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it looks like they're all working. One is working hard, yeah, less care.
Yeah.
New Zealand, well, they can enjoy free sex,
yeah,
you know, fresh fresh grass. But what happened?
They still get killed.
They are the food over here.
Yeah.
Change. That's it.
Yep.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's very good. This is great information. You know, I'm going to have you back on. Well, audience, I want you to know that Mind Power Lady, Dr. Angela Wilson, is dynamic in what she does, and she's the hacker. She's the one with the unconscious mind. I love this information. I really do. I love what you represent. I'm definitely going to have you back on as a panelist for one of our shows, because this is like really great information, because it's happening a lot and the pandemic has really brought out a lot of what you're talking about. And I hate to say that it's over, but we're going to have you back for an hour long, because I think that what you're saying is needed to be said around the world. So do you have any parting comments for anyone who's, you know, kind of stuck in life, and, you know, what do you have to give to them?
Yeah, what I suggest is really, really to get out of your comfort zone. Because our DNA is designed for us to feel comfortable and do not want to search for the real answer.
Mm-hmm.
I really suggest everyone to really start look into the unconscious mind. The 80% of the mind control your consciousness, control your emotion, control your whole body, control your whole life journey from cradle to grave.
Mm-hmm.
And I do suggest them, you know, if they really want to have a control, maybe just have a look. Go to my website, pastliberty.com, and sign up for the free training video. And I'm going to release my digital book there, and too.
Okay. So, audience, I'm going to share that information with you on the board. So you'll have her information to contact her for this free information. And we are at this point going to say thank you for listening in. And please share and like, and remember to tick that button, the little bell on the up above the screen, so that you don't miss them, don't miss audience, don't miss an episode. Thank you so much, Mind Power Lady, Dr. Angela Wilson. And we are going to say good night. Bye for now.
For 25 years, Brightview Senior Living Associates have been committed to creating a vibrant culture and delivering exceptional services, making Brightview a great place to work and live. If you're looking for a rewarding opportunity to serve your local community and grow, we want you to join our team. Brightview Senior Living is growing and actively seeking vibrant associates to join our community teams, including directors, healthcare, activities, hospitality, and dining. Apply today at careers.brightviewseniorliving.com. Equal employment opportunities. Text BVJobs to 97211 to apply.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your cachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of cachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at cachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.